ABC Radio Australia.
The weightlifting team from Samoa have led the way for the Pacific at the Commonwealth Games in England, finishing in sixth place on the medal table and ahead of Australia. The Samoans won four weightlifting medals in all, one gold and three silver. As Girish Solani reports, it was an emotional week for one member of the team in particular, silver medalist Nebo Yuani, who signalled his retirement after his final lift and just 4 days after his wife back in Samoa gave birth to the couple's fourth child.
The Samoan weightlifters had waited a long time to perform on the international stage after a COVID lockdown at home prevented them from taking part in the Tokyo Olympics last year. Don Opelengi was tipped to win a medal in Japan, and based on his performance in Birmingham this week, he may well have done so. At the Commonwealth Games, he took gold in the 96-kilogram class with the Games' record lift of 381 kilograms. When brother Jack took silver in the 109-kilogram event, that meant four Opelengi siblings have Commonwealth Games medals now, with sister Ellie and brother Nusila both taking gold at the Delhi Games 12 years ago. Adding to Samoa's medal haul was Faya Nainga Stowers, who followed her gold in Australia 4 years ago with a silver this time in the women's plus 87 kilogram category. And the mastermind behind Samoa's success, coach Jerry Walwork, could not be more proud.
Very proud of the team. I think I'm very proud of the fact of the amount of work they put in the last 12 months to get here. The preparations they put their bodies through, it hasn't been easy. And with COVID, we were denied the opportunity to go to Tokyo, the Olympic Games. Our government shut down the borders and they wouldn't allow us out of the country. And I think we had a realistic chance with Don Opelengi to win a medal. A missed opportunity like that, it doesn't come around many times. And we're here to make a statement.
The third of Samoa's silvers, and perhaps the most emotional, went to Nebo Yuani in the 67-kilogram class. His brave attempt to overhaul his Indian rival and take gold failed with his last monster lift, at which point the athlete removed his shoes and left them on the stage, a sign that he was retiring from the sport and a shock for his coach.
Nobody knows. They were all talking about this will be my last competition and retired. And I told them, no, I'm not going to give up, but in my mind, this is my last competition. I just show it to them after competition that this is my last one.
He has served the country for quite a few years. He's married now with young kids. You know, I don't really blame him. He has a lot of commitments.
And there was a further surprise for coach Walwork, because back in Samoa, Yuani's wife had given birth to the couple's fourth child just 4 days earlier. A little boy to be named Birmingham Jerry.
He retires on the platform without letting me know, and now I hear that one of the kids has been named after me. I'm also shocked to hear that. That's news to me. We've been so focused on our team here, everything else being shut out. I'm honored to have one of his kids named after me, and yes, it's great to hear.
Before we came to the Commonwealth Games, I had a tough time. It's just my wife and my two boys and my one little girl at home. So I was looking for a babysitter to look after them before I came. So on my way to Birmingham, I had a tough time thinking of my wife and the baby. But all I do is pray and keep on praying so that everything will be fine. Our third day here in Birmingham, she gave birth.
Nevo Yuani's early days in weightlifting were in American Samoa, where he was coached by his father. Once he travelled west to settle in Samoa, his sporting career really took off with a host of gold medals, while his Commonwealth silver on his final appearance went one better than the bronze he won in Glasgow in 2014. And after receiving his medal on the dais in Birmingham, he garlanded his rival, the gold medalist Jeremy Lal Renunga from India, as a parting mark of Pacific sporting respect.
I'm also a supporter to other lifters. I just want to show him I respect him and tell him to keep on going, never give up. And he's still young, so that's why I put that necklace on his neck, to show my respect to him and that the Samoan people, that's their culture, they respect.